It is Mind Food Radio with Nikki Rennie, and today we're talking insurance, looking to the future, and I welcome from Sovereign the Chief Officer of Products and Marketing, Len Elikas. Hello, Len.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Now, this really is a big ball of wax, so to speak. We're talking about breakthrough medicine and how it affects the insurance industry. How has breakthrough medicine affected the industry itself, Len?
In a few ways. So in terms of health insurance, it's really increasing the breadth of healthcare services that customers can access. And in general, the trend over the last few years has been more effective treatment options and less invasive treatments, which means that the recovery prospects for people are improved. The impact of some of the procedures, which were previously quite significant, is now less significant. And whilst that's a great outcome for the patients and for the claimants, it is ultimately leading to increased costs that do need to be met. Secondly, there's improving recovery prospects for a number of critical illness conditions that in the past might have had quite a significant impact on a person's quality of life or their ability to get back to work and lead a full life. And increasingly, we're seeing people suffering from some of these conditions are now enjoying a much more improved recovery.
Actually, I remember hearing a really interesting statistic from one of the leaders in cancer research in New Zealand, and he said people are living with cancer more now than dying from it.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, it's entering into the domain of chronic conditions, and we can expect to see more and more people managing their cancer, actually, rather than dying of it, which is obviously a great outcome overall.
So how long has this change itself been happening? Because obviously, as an insurance provider, you'd need to have people who really are all over this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, look, the reality is that we've seen improvements in healthcare for at least the past century, and it's been pretty significant. So, you know, at the turn of the 20th century, so in the 1900s, the average life expectancy for males was about 58 and 63 for females. About 50 years later, the life expectancy rose by 10 years, and then a further 50 years later, again, it rose by another 10 years. So, you know, the reality is that there's ongoing improvements, and that is leading to allowing us to live longer. The real challenge, ultimately, for everybody is improving the quality of life so that people are living longer and enjoying a high quality of life over those years.
Okay, let's get to the nuts and bolts. I'm a Sovereign customer. I'm an existing customer of Sovereign's. How will this affect me?
Well, first of all, if you hold a health insurance policy, every year the scope of services that you can claim on increases. And, you know, certainly over the last, say, 15 years, there's been a significant improvement in the types of cancer treatment services that are available privately. So, you know, as insurers are prepared to fund some of these services, it creates a source of funding that allows basically medical practitioners and companies to invest in offering a wider range of services. Over the last few years in particular, there's been an increased scope of pharmaceutical type services that are available. So, you know, things like chemotherapy treatments, immunotherapy treatments, you know, people these days are able to obtain relatively effective treatment for melanoma that only, you know, a decade ago might have been treated as a fairly lethal type of cancer. The quid pro quo, though, is that every year, as you know, when you receive your annual policy anniversary, you'll find that the premiums are going up. And those increases in claims costs that we're seeing through these new services that are becoming available ultimately do make their way into increased premiums. On the life insurance side, we are seeing some improvements in mortality, meaning that people are generally less likely to die. But the rate of improvement has surprisingly been less than the actuaries have assumed. And that remains a little bit of a puzzle, actually, as to why there's an improvement in survival or mortality rates in the general population, but perhaps less so in the insured population. And finally, if you hold a critical illness or a trauma cover, which is a policy that pays if you suffer from a significant event like cancer or stroke, et cetera, you'll find that the definitions that we apply are following developments in medical markets and diagnostic markets, which ultimately means that some of the conditions are more easy to claim on today than they have been perhaps in the past.
Okay, well, that answers the question about customers and premiums and things like that. But just finally, what would you say, how important is it, Len, for us as customers to make sure that we are familiar with what we are and aren't covered for?
Yeah, look, I think it's essential. Customers will often hold policies and they'll be eligible to claim on certain benefits that they may not actually even be aware of. So taking the time to have a chat to your advisor and understand the policy, I think is important. Equally, I encourage people, if they do have any kind of health scare, just to reach out and have a chat to either the insurer or their advisor and see whether there might be an opportunity for them to be able to claim. One of the things we do at Sovereign, which we pride ourselves on, is we do look for, proactively look for ways to pay clients' claims, so that sometimes if a customer will notify a claim under one of their policies, and submits medical information, we may actually be able to use that medical information to assess them against eligible benefits on other policies. And if that's the case, then we'll advise them of that opportunity to claim.
That is the Sovereign Chief Officer of Products and Marketing, Len Elikas. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Nikki. Thanks for having me on.